Nintendo 3DS games are literally dying at alarming rates. We'll be going over some reasons on why exactly this happens and what you can do in order to try to prevent this from happening. The Nintendo 3DS was released back in February of 2011, and throughout the years, many amazing games came to the system, including some of these classics here. Yes, even Hey Pikmin. They brought us remakes of Game Boy classics and even brought us some new games that we all came to love and enjoy. But unfortunately, things don't last forever, and we have some of these games right here, such as Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, that seem to be dying off. But not just these Pokemon games, but Fire Emblem Awakening and Persona Q also seem to be some of the most affected games on the 3DS library. But why is that? Well, one of the main reasons is actually failing ROM chips. The ROM chip is actually what stores the game data inside of the cartridge. And over time, especially with cheaper third-party cartridges, bit rot can actually occur. And when that happens, the console may actually show errors such as the game card could not be read. And once the ROM chip starts to fail, the game is unfortunately dead, as there is no fix to this. Corrosion on the game cartridge is actually another reason why these games might start to fail. The gold contacts at the bottom of the cartridge can actually get oxidized and corroded over time, especially if stored in humid areas. But unlike a failing ROM chip, you can actually fix this by cleaning the contacts gently with isopropyl alcohol at least 90% or higher. Use a cotton swab so you don't get too much in there, and especially do not use water or you will literally destroy your game. And last thing we're going to cover here is a failing flash memory. Game cartridges, such as the ones found on the Nintendo 3DS, actually have a chip inside of it called a flash memory. This is what lets the save data live on the actual cartridge rather than the system itself. And once this starts failing, the game is also gonna basically start to die. However, there is some things that you can do to help prevent this from actually starting to go bad. And yes, I am gonna be going over that with you guys later on in this video, because unfortunately, a failing ROM chip, there's not much we can do. And corrosion, you can still save it by cleaning the actual cartridge. But flash memory is where it gets a little bit complicated. And unfortunately, the main common issue with the Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire is actually the flash memory. But why exactly is flash memory an issue on these games, you might be wondering? Well, Pokemon games, for one, have always actually stored the data on the cartridge, similar to how they do on the Nintendo Switch nowadays. And one benefit of having it this way is you can actually use your game cartridge on any system in order to trade with yourself if you have to. But it wasn't always like that. You see, games like Pokemon Yellow here, if you go ahead and open it up, you can actually see that, on the contrary, they did not have a flash memory. They actually had a save battery. Now, yes, nowadays, if you get yourself a Game Boy game, more than likely, if the battery is still the original one, the battery is now dead, meaning you can't save on this thing no more. But unlike flash memory, you can easily just replace the battery. But flash memory wasn't really introduced until the Game Boy Advance games came along, such as Ruby and Sapphire, and in this case, Emerald, the one I'm holding in my hand. And these games actually had a flash memory, but they also had a battery inside of it. So you might be wondering, why exactly is the flash memory still good on these? Well, to be honest, this mainly comes down to the type of technology used for the flash memory. The Game Boy Advance flash memory was generally more durable over time, mainly because it was just so simple. That doesn't mean that the flash memory never fails on these games, it just means that since we can actually open this thing up and there is nothing special going on in there, we can easily just replace the flash memory with no issues whatsoever. You do have to be more advanced and desolder this, however, it's still possible. However, games as this Alpha Sapphire here, as you can see, there is no screw that I can remove to easily open up this cartridge, which already makes things more complicated. But not just that, even if you do manage to open this thing up, the 3DS games such as Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire use a more advanced flash memory that can wear out a lot more quicker, especially when it comes to reading and writing cycles. Not to mention, the flash memory is actually encrypted, so it's not as simple as before. So if you can't easily replace the flash memory, then what can you do to prevent it from going bad? Well, one thing you can do is to do a power data refresh. Essentially, what this does is it rewrites the data into the memory cells to prevent data loss. Basically, another way to look at it is, imagine if you're studying before a test, the more you practice, the more likely it is that you're going to remember the information. So in this case, we basically want the game to do a quick study session in order to remember what exactly it was saving. Not to mention, flash memory cells can actually leak charge if they are unused. So one way to prevent this thing from leaking out the charge is by actually turning on the game every few months. Literally just play the game for a little bit, and that should be enough to keep it going. Games such as Fire Emblem Awakening just suffer from the lack of quality, especially batches from 2013 to 2014. Since they had weaker solder joints on the memory chip. So that can eventually lead to the game not loading past the 3DS logo, or it just freezes randomly whenever you're trying to play this game. So by doing some of these things, you're essentially helping your game actually try to live as long as possible without it going bad. But unlike Fire Emblem or Pokemon, Persona Q could actually be suffering from a defective ROM chip, or it could also be aging flash memory. These games were unfortunately not made with the best materials in mind, so that has led to a lot of these games actually starting to go bad a lot quicker than anticipated. Not to mention, not properly storing your games is another reason why it accelerates the chip wear on these games. Ideally, you want to keep these games in a cool, dry environment. If you keep them in a hot attic or in a damp basement, then you could be potentially putting these games at risk. But I hope this video was able to help answer some of your guys' questions on why some of your 3DS games might not be working properly. Or if not, at least help spread awareness to prevent some of these issues from actually happening to your games. But if you enjoyed this video, make sure to give it a thumbs up and hype up the video to help save some more 3DS games out in the wild. I also made a video on disc rot and how to identify and prevent some of these issues as well, if you'd like to check that out after this. But with that being said, thanks for watching.